Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up, Darnell?
Hey, man. I got on a date with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was a I hadn't been out since the pandemic started, and I wanted to get out and meet some people, and so I met her.
Okay.
We connected. We went on a date, but it was very, very f-ing weird. She brought people on the date with her.
She brought people on the date
what?
With her?
Yeah, she told me she was going to do it, and I thought it was weird. I was like, all right, what the hell? I'll bring my cousin with me as well.
How many of you were was there?
So I show up to the thing. She gets there with her brother and this other girl, and then another girl shows up.
Okay.
So there's like five of us. It's just me and my cousin and the three of them.
Okay.
I'm like, what the hell is going on? So we're talking, you know, having a good time.
What, you guys were you guys all sitting together, or was it like you and her and they were off at a different table? Oh,
okay.
You were all sitting together.
Well, this is weird.
We were all sitting together.
and you had a good time?
I did. I thought everybody else did too. I mean, we all, you know, partied with, hey, let's catch up again next time. Let's get together, blah, 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 blah. You know, the typical feel good type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the next one, were you planning to go just you and her?
Well, that was the idea, but I never heard back from her.
That is the most bizarre date story I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I can understand somebody bringing like one friend, like a double date, but that's just like, that's just uneven.
Yeah, this was not a double date. This was a fifth wheel.
Yeah, it's just
uneven.
Yeah, it's just uneven. It makes no sense. All right, so you want another date with this girl. Now, can you think of anything that happened on this quote-unquote date that you might have, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. It's like, forget about pissing her off. You might have pissed off, you know, the brother or the brother's friend or whoever, you know, or maybe your cousin did something to piss someone.
I don't care about him. I ain't trying to date him.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
I just thought she was hot.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that there was just so many factors there that maybe you didn't do anything wrong, but maybe your cousin might have said something. Wait a minute. I think I got it. When the bill came, how did you split it?
What do you mean split it? I paid for it. These motherfuckers ate like a dog. They drank. They had a great time. I paid for everything. Again, I thought it was a good time, especially for them, because they didn't come out of their pockets.
Okay.
Not even for the tip.
There's something off here.
Yeah.
Like, majorly
right.
off.
Listen, we'll try and give her a call for you next, all right, my friend?
Hello?
Hi, is this Ann?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Ann, I'm sorry. Clearly, we're waking you up, and I apologize for that. So it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain to you really quickly why we're calling you?
Hold up. I gotta get up. Who is that you're looking for? So, who are you calling about?
Okay, so we're calling you. Mm-hmm. It's really quickly. We got your phone number from a gentleman who wants to go on a date with you. Well, we're going to tell you the guy's name, but if you say yes, we'll let you pick wherever you'd like to do the date. You know, you can pick the place, the day, the time, whatever, and we'll pay for everything. We'll reserve everything as far as the food and drinks, and just to see if you and this gentleman hit it off.
Who is it?
Okay, so his name is Darnell, and apparently you went on a date with him with your family.
Oh my gosh. Really, him?
Yeah, why you don't sound happy? And he said, when you guys all hung out, you guys had a really good time together.
No, we didn't. He had a really good time with somebody else. It wasn't me.
What?
Huh?
You heard me.
Somebody.
He was talking to my brother's girlfriend the whole night.
He was talking to your brother's girlfriend the whole night?
Yes.
What the f*** are you talking about? Who? I was talking to you the whole time.
Oh, hold on. And Darnell is on the phone right now.
Why?
So hold on.
We don't have anything to talk about.
Why?
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, you don't have anything to talk about. You had plenty to say that night when you guys were eating and drinking.
You never spoke to me once. You were talking to Fran.
What?
What?
Yeah, my brother's girlfriend is named Fran.
Hold on a second. How did you?
I'm so confused right now.
Hold on. Explain to me how he didn't talk to you and he talked to your brother's girlfriend the whole night.
So we all go into the place. We all get acquainted as best as we could because it was really, really loud in there.
Uh-huh.
So, friend, my brother, and Darnell, I'll sit at one side.
Yeah.
And then I sit at the other side. So every time I would try to make contact with Darnell, he would just be like really dismissive because he was so into talking to friend.
Oh, you got to be freaking kidding me. I was talking to her because I thought she was you. She was super cool. We were having a great time. And by the way, who the hell brings other people to a blind date?
Yeah, that's a great question.
By yourself.
Great question.
You had all my
safety.
You were.
I got to be honest. I'm on Darnell's side for this one.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit it off with your brother's girlfriend, but it's kind of like, why did you
it's
bring
actually
all those,
funny.
Yeah, why'd you bring all those people? We thought you were scamming him out of money because he paid for the date, Ann.
Well, he didn't have to. No one told him, but I just wanted to have my brother there for my safety.
No one told him. Yeah, that's always the answer when the guy pays all the money. If you'd have came even with one person, it would have been a lot easier. I came with one person. You came with two.
Hold on. Darnell, you never at any point realized that you weren't talking to the right girl?
Dude, I had no idea. The girl I was talking to acted like she was the person I came to see. We had a great time. She was super hot. And I'm not going to lie. She had my attention.
Like, look, Darnell, I literally tried to talk to you so many times, but you kept on blowing me off.
You got to be shitting me.
Could you give us your brother's girlfriend's number, and we'll ask her if she wants to go on another date with
okay.
Darnell?
Because
that's what I want to know.
Clearly, they hit it off really well.
Yeah, you can call her at 911.
I don't think she's fully awake yet.
No. This
okay, how about this? How about this?
She hasn't been awake for a few weeks.
Listen, how about you guys? We'll pay for a date for you guys to actually get to know each other. Just you two. Just you two, Ann. We're not going to pay for your whole damn family.
No, I'm not interested.
You're not interested because he didn't pay you no mind because he thought he was
exactly.
trying to get with you? I'm still going to stick with I'm on Darnell's side for this one.
Well, apparently I shouldn't have been paying attention to you because you didn't even keep my attention. But by the way, since we're on this call and we're doing things, what's the other girl's number?
Okay.
I told you, 911.
Wow, 911, huh? That's the best you can do? With a sense of humor like that, I'm bored as hell. I'm glad we didn't.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.